The new me is going to stay thin and muscly. I see the remaining provisions are cake.
Is that a problem?
No. Cakes. Why did it have to be cakes?
As dawn broke, General Grigpantsovsky and I rode out on reconnaissance.
The enemy are on the march, yet I do not see Mr. Benevolent. Where is he?
Ooh, I'm here.
Oh.
Pippin, welcome to Russia.
Thanks very much.
And General Grigpantsovsky, we meet at last.
I like to look my enemy in the eye, see what I'm up against.
Be my guest.
He is pure evil. We are so dead.
General, I have beaten him many, many times.
A lie. It is only many times. This time I command a massive Russian army.
Yes, how did that happen?
Answered a small ad in Warmonger's Weekly Lonely Purple Hearts column. Russian army, 20 to 30 divisions, would like to meet older general for skirmishing, hopefully leading to battle or even campaign. Must have GSOH.
GSOH?
Good sense of hatred. And I have augmented that army with my own special bonus forces gathered on my travels. A company of ferocious dinosaurs.
Hello!
During a rough patch in his and Pippa's marriage, Harry had rashly married 93 other women. Mr. Benevolent had, typically, captured them and turned them into dinosaurs.
From my trip to the Wild West, a posse of villainous gunslingers.
Yeehaw!
And from my time in hell, a platoon of demons. And finally, an elite squad for the militant wing of the Refined Gentle Ladies Cutlery Collecting Society.
Food misusers must die!
All totally beatable. I am so not scared.
Oh, you will be. See you in battle, Pip-Bin. Right, evil army, before we fight, does anyone need the loo?
We were vastly outnumbered and outgunned, but General Grigpantsovsky was inspired. Alas, not militarily.
I shall write woeful poems about the imminent slaughter. What rhymes with defeat? Or intestines?
In his stead, I concocted our plan.
Our Russian army will take on their Russian army.
Ah!
Pippa, you must defeat the dinosaurs.
Harry's ex-wives are going dino down.
Reverend Fecund, the demons.
I could do with some exorcise.
Have fun in the face of adversity. Such courage. Rightly, you'll get the cutlery collectors.
Oh, are you sure? Because I wouldn't want to get in the way.
Leave it!
Meanwhile, I shall fight Mr. Benevolent and his gunslingers.
And my invention will help us win.
Harry, you are looking prosperous, well upholstered. Fat. I'm basically saying fat.
I couldn't resist that cake.
No.
Anyway, prepare to be astoundulated by my engine of war. It is filled with boiling water.
To scald the enemy.
No, wait. You add special bags.
Of explosive.
No, wait. Then set the timer.
A countdown to an evil army destroying explosion.
Stand back, everyone. Look, a lovely cup of tea. I call it my tea time machine.
And it will win a war how?
By providing morale-boosting hot drinks.
You massive war-losing twittiot.
Harry, you know I like tea every morning. Did you do this for me?
Gosh, yes. Maybe I did. Naughty subconscious.
It is the most romantic, useless invention ever. Let's go and get comfortable again.
Oopsie banana. But it was time for neither oopsie nor banana. For it was battle o'clock. First to clash were the Russians.
TSAR forever!
No, TSAR forever!
Such slaughter, such woe. My poem is going to be fabulous.
On the left flank, Rightly led her troops against the Cutlery Society, who were armed with viciously serrated grapefruit spoons and long-handled, nipple-tweaking sugar tongs.
Ow! You fiendish cutlery judgmentalist!
Beside her, Pippa battled Harry's dino ex-wives.
Tony's ex-wives became extinct wives.
Meanwhile, Harry desperately dispensed hot drinks.
So that's three teas, five coffees.
Ah!
Made that four coffees.
And on the right, Reverend Fecund battled the demons.
I've got a holy water pistol.
Oh, that stings!
And a holy water pump action shotgun.
I faced Mr. Benevolent's gunslingers.
Yee-haw!
They charged at me, but I unveiled my secret weapon.
What is it?